We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
More at indeed.com/hire. I'm News Radio 1020, KDKA's Greg McAtee.
All right, with us is Andy Davis this morning. How are you, Big Daddy?
Hold on one second.
Things are good.
There, Andy, there you are.
There he is.
I have to learn how to push buttons.
Jeez. I am awake, yeah. Drinking coffee. Things are good. Kristen, maybe you should get some.
I need some. You know what? I am alone in here with this board, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Andy, listen, the last time I was there in the morning, the coffee maker was overflowing because somebody couldn't figure out how to work it. So
you know
I
what?
Understand why you don't have coffee.
That's a normal day in this building, but there is four people in here, so that's what happens.
And Andy, I just want you to know, it took us 6 months to figure out how to fix that coffee machine, but so far it's working well. So well that they kicked us out of the building.
I can guarantee you that if it happens now, they're not going to have a hard time narrowing down who did it.
That is so true. So true.
Hey, listen, this is all fun and games until the gigs go away, and this quarantine isn't helping people much at all, is it? Especially with a musician like you, a songwriter and a singer and a man that really entertains a lot of folks. How are you handling it?
To be honest with you, not well. The last couple of days have been super difficult. As of right now, my full-time job, not allowed to go there. We're at four shows now that we've had to cancel. Kind of nervous. We're supposed to release our new record here May 14th and supposed to have our release party May 16th. And as of right now, I can't even tell people one way or the other what's going to happen with it. So it's super concerning after putting, you know, the last 2 years into creating this record and then promising people things are going to happen and be great. I don't know what to think right now. It's scary. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, and I think you join everybody who's in any situation, but especially as an artist, because if you can't perform, if people can't come see you play, what do? You know, I mean, and that's hard. And like you say, you've got all this lined up in terms of the time that you're going to be spending and promoting the album and everything. And you work very hard and you're very talented with what you have. It's going to be something good for people to hear. That's a tough thing. I'll tell you what, when we get out of this quarantine situation, as it gets closer, you tell us, you know, when it's the new date for it coming out and we'll help you promote it. What's new on the
album? I'm hoping to keep it, at the same date as of right now. I don't want to get too, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But I mean, I'm definitely going to give you guys a song for everyone before everything comes out. So I guess we'll premiere something maybe at some point.
I would love that. That would be so cool. How's your lovely wife, Victoria? I love her to death. She's making magic.
Watch for
you.
Stoney. Stoney is just in love with Victoria.
I just love her, you know? And you know
no,
I do,
I'm,
Andy. Honest to
I'm
goodness.
I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
So
hey, Stoney, get in line, right? Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you don't understand. I got to follow that around all the time. I don't want to do myself.
Andy, if I had
now,
that to
Andy,
follow around,
what have you
I'd
been doing
all
to
the time too.
Like pass the time in your quarantine?
Oh, hey, cowboy.
I saw you actually got your motorcycle back up and running.
I did. That is the one positive side of this. This bike that you saw on Snapchat You can follow me at Helltown Original, by the way. The bike has not ran in 2 years.
Whoa!
And I have not had any time to get that thing to run. Now, I have another one, but that one hasn't ran, and it literally fired first try.
Oh, that's the greatest satisfaction ever.
Dude, you know that feeling when you're like, nothing can go right here. I know this is not going to work. And then you turn the key. Boom! You're like, yes!
Boom. Yeah. Have you ever written a song about your motorcycle?
I got a couple songs about my motorcycle.
That's cool.
There may be one on this upcoming record, but, you know, back to the whole, like, quarantine thing here for just a second. I spent a lot of time watching Granger Smith, as everybody knows. Granger's super loved around Y108. And Granger puts out his one YouTube channel called The Smiths, and he was totally freaking out over the fact that he can't tour. So this gave me kind of like a light in a direction that I don't know much about touring, because we don't really tour, you know, we're around the region, but I wouldn't call it touring. And Granger's talking about how he doesn't know how he's going to pay his band, doesn't know how to pay his crew. These people are on salary. So any musician out there that's not touring, there is a bright side to this. Just understand you don't have to pay a whole lot of people to keep working when they're not working, like some of these artists, like most of the artists in Nashville. So I guess if there's a positive side of this, this could be worse.
Well, you know, we were talking with Jansen. We were talking with Jansen yesterday, and you know, I mean, the crew, when you know, if you're on a tour of the country, kind of Kenny Chesney or Jansen kind of a thing, you know, you got your drum tech, you got your sound guy, you got your bus driver, you got your catering. All those people, if you're not touring, they ain't getting paid, right? And that, you know, and there's no place for them to go, and that is really tough.
Because you don't even have any idea as to when this is gonna, you know, when this is gonna change or when it's gonna stop.
That's true.
I mean, I could sit here and complain all day about how bad it's gonna be not to be able to release a record on time, but that really doesn't, you know, I'm not justified in doing that when there's people that have it a lot worse. And you know, I don't want to sit here and tell you, you know, oh my God, what am I gonna do without playing shows? Like, there are people that
have
lost both incomes. It's bad. I feel bad for everybody right now.
And you're right. I mean, you've lost both incomes, but at the same time, your job is you're a singer, you're a songwriter. You sing. That's your job. And you can't do that now. You know, people come pay to see you do those songs, and they don't pay you, you know, because there's nobody in the audience. And that's just a crazy thing. Like everything else, it's out of our hands. But I'll tell you this. What we're starting today is our live at 7:55, and what we're doing is inviting artists like yourself to come on and play stuff for us, a little couch concert on Facebook Live, and we're going to feature this. You know, we do this every day to live at 7:55, and we've got you from the Bowser Nissan Theater, and we're going to play that one of these days here. But I want you to come back and do one of these things like we're doing now on Facebook Live and do a song with us when you can. Will you do that?
Well, listen, I'm not going to do it this morning because I didn't do my hair yet.
No.
You don't want to see me like, okay?
Darling, I haven't either.
Oh.
You look good. You're live right now with a hat on. You look great.
Quickly,
I want to bring up the pitiful poll from a couple days ago where if you had to be in quarantine with somebody, hold on, a couple people were voting you just because you're hot, so I don't think they'd really care if you did your hair today or not.
Hey, baby.
Well, I guess I'll take that as a compliment at 7:56 in the morning. I will gladly come back and play some music for you as soon as I can get everything together. We're actually working on possibly live streaming an entire show, so I'll keep you posted as that's going on. And just real quick, I wanted to give a shout out to my bass player Dave and one of our crew members Sam. She both of those two work in the healthcare industry, so I'm praying for both of them. And we really, you know, we just want to say we support them on our end.
Very sweet. Andy, thank you. Good to talk with you. We'll get you back here. Give my love to Victoria.
Oh,
and
God.
We'll see you soon.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. I love you.
Oh,
thank you, brother.
I love you dearly.
Oh my gosh, that's Andy Davis.
Andy.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a pest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.